Listen, if you out there watch your listener people have not yet seen the quote unquote one takes.
Oh yeah, by Jungle?
By Jungle. Jungle Forever, I think is the channel name. It's amazing. It is, dare I say, a modern masterpiece of kind of like, you know, it's hard enough to collaborate with like a small group of people, but that's a monumental effort between disciplines.
So many.
Wow. Just hats off to them.
I don't think I've been as excited for anything on like YouTube in a while. I've watched that damn near every day.
Really? For like inspiration? It fills you up?
I just love it. Mm. Cinematically, the music, whatever it is, the dancers.
It's so good.
The musical. I'm done.
Yeah. Maybe we'll put a little clip up there for you to check out. So you definitely got to check that out because that's, I think that I don't know. It's like the results of some of the things that we talk about on this podcast of like collaboration and seeing your ideas through, because just watching them perform the different segments of it, I'm like, that's someone's idea, or that's like, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that's how it starts.
That's how it starts. That came from the choreographer or like the yes and of the different dancers. And
you always wonder people's process. Like, did they like hear the song and then freestyle for a while and be like, oh, I like that.
Or yeah.
Like, oh, I wanted to tell this story and like collaborate with multiple dancers on like, what do you see?
There's got
to
be behind the scenes of that, right?
There's probably. I don't want to go down that rabbit hole because I might not come out.
Come out a different person. Yeah. I am no longer a musician. I am a dancer.
And a rabbit.
Well,
I'm David Morales and you can find me everywhere at Active Poet.
And I'm Tossie Alabastro. You can find me everywhere at Tossie Alabastro. And this is
our podcast
called Art Time Job, a support podcast for those of you who are aspiring and working artists by us working artists. And today's episode
is all about active rest.
Rest.
Yeah, I didn't.
I don't know why, because you know your hip hop name, your screen name, your
username,
Active Poet.
What they know me in the streets for?
That's right, street cred is Active Poet. And I remember the beginning of your all of them. Is it habit now? All of your tracks, they just start with you going Poet.
Yeah, Poet.
Does it just come? I guess I've never asked you this question. Like,
it's a good one.
When you're in the booth and you're starting the track,
man, I'm gonna have to give credit to somebody right now, and I don't want to, but I'm just kidding. You know, it came by when, like, all these rappers always had, like, something before. Like, Lil Wayne had the, like, a lighter flick. Or, like...
Chance has his,
Yeah. Yeah, like that.
Like, he's getting squeezed.
Big Sean has his boy. Like, there's a bunch of things. I was like, man, I want mine, you know? And I was just, like, messing around.
What's Pharrell's?
He just has that beat stamp. That boom, 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 boom. Yeah. Like, everyone has theirs. Like, Kendrick has a couple...
Ooh, that's a deep dive right there.
Yeah, I don't know. Drizzy and, like, there's everyone, like, ho! Like, Jay-Z has, like, there's a couple, like, you know what's about to happen on this track.
You know who's on it,
And I was just messing around, and somebody I was romantically entangled with at the time, I was, like, joking around with stuff, and she was like, you should just use Poet. And I was just like messing around with it. And I come up with Poet. And I was like, that just sounds kind of cool, you know?
Yeah.
You're just messing around. So
I like that.
Yeah.
I like
credit
that.
Credit where credit's due.
I particularly like the thing that you said about like, I was just playing around.
Yeah, come on, man. I had an acting teacher always tell me like, they're called plays.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So for those of you who are engaged in the theatrical arts or in any way interested, they are called plays for a reason. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I guess you could have dramas too, but like that's that interesting thing, or I'm always fascinated by when you show up to work or rehearsal and maybe you're carrying kind of the weight of the world, your world, into the room and you forget to play. And you leave there feeling like, man, I feel flat, or like I didn't make any choices, whatever that is, right? And it's that you got to play. How do you get to a place of play?
Oh, well, there's this new thing called this severance pill that you... Just
kidding. I think I signed up for that. I'm on the wait list.
No, how do you... You know, I've always been good at that, I hate to say. Mm-hmm. That, like, I'm able to check my personal stuff at the door mm-hmm. before I get into a play space. And I think because I love the theater and I love okay. areas of play so much, like
that's your way of respect then.
I remember when I was a kid and people used to ask like, what's your favorite thing about school? I'd say recess.
Oh yeah.
You know, it's yeah, like, yeah. yo, I get a, there's no restrictions besides don't hurt the streets.
yeah, exactly. I say don't hurt anybody, but I guess that's true too.
People get hurt.
People do get hurt at recess.
On the playground.
Yeah, you're right.
Like emotionally.
Oh my God.
You know, physically.
Yeah, my first calluses were from the playground.
Really?
I was in the monkey bars a lot as a kid.
You got monkey bars.
I was like, I don't know what that means, but yes.
Singing like rap, like monkey
bars. Oh, monkey bars. Yo, yeah. I swing from tree to tree. I like treat to treats.
There you go.
Here we go again. I eat them from streets to streets. Down the parallel to the latitude. And I go in. Here I go flowing. Now I don't know when. Spilling through my brain and into the gutter. Nothing is a flutter like a butterfly in the mud of butter.
He was going to say something else.
I was. I know. I'm turning red. Family.
Yeah.
I'm turning red. I got real
That's
shy.
A Pixar movie.
Turning red. That's yeah. true. My tail's... Yeah, we're playing right now.
Yeah, we're playing. Okay. This is us giving our own active rest, you know, from like everything.
So show of hands for those of you who are out there listening. I know we can't see you, but I know we'll feel it. Who here knows what active rest is? I know it's that interesting thing of like both words. You would know the definition, right? Yeah. Like what's active? Process of doing stuff, mm-hmm. right? Using energy, whatever. Rest. Kind of the opposite of that. But you put them together and it's like fruitcake.
Yeah.
It's like
something that's good and bad for you at the same time.
Yeah. That's but you also don't consider them to go together.
Yeah.
So like active rest, when did you first discover that word?
For me?
Yeah.
Active rest. I don't know when I first discovered it, but I can talk about something recent that I've been going through.
Mm-hmm.
So this past year, let me just say 2023, I stopped putting out music. Mm-hmm. I stopped giving myself pressure to have to put out music and be on this content all the time
mm-hmm.
because I stopped having fun with my releases.
Oh, yeah.
I felt like I had to like put all this content out and I had to like jam my song down everyone's throat, which mm-hmm. is part of the marketing. Like I know that's the discipline I have to do, but I wasn't celebrating the fact that I created something and I'm proud of it because I was just focusing on the content. So I took a year off just making music, and sharing it with people. So I'd make my music. I didn't take a year off making music. I took a year off from releasing music.
Yes, two different things.
Completely. Two different things. Yeah. And just had fun with a lot of it and spent a lot more time learning about the business stuff and more of like the scheduling tools and like how other creators are doing it and just like spending more time learning behind the scenes than just being in the spotlight.
Yeah, no, I get that. You're rounding off your knowledge.
Yeah, and I feel like already that, just having so much in the vault or the chamber or whatever you guys want to call it, the mm-hmm. fuel, like getting ready to release music again, I feel like I have so much rather than I'm like, next week I got to hurry do something. I got so much I got to do. I'm
No,
I got so much. Like, I'm chilling. I'm back to my Bay Area chill vibe.
I think there's a, are you a late bloomer? I don't know if I've asked you this question.
Yeah, that's crazy. Why would you ask that? That's so crazy. Why would you? What?
Is that crazy?
That's so crazy. I've always considered myself a late bloomer.
I do too.
What?
Sam bought me a book called Leo the Late Bloomer. It's a child kid's book about this lion who's a late bloomer.
His name doesn't come in?
Yeah, I think it's like later or something. I don't know. I got to dig it up. But because I consider myself a late bloomer.
Huh.
And I don't know if that stems from the fact that I was born on an island. And so when I moved here, it felt like I was playing a lot of catch up to the things I was interested in.
Yeah.
Right. Like board games, for example. Like, I think had I been introduced to that as a kid, I would have been so into it.
Mm.
But now as an adult, there's that like, oh, I'm not good at it. Or it takes me a while to learn certain things. So I don't want to play it. But I'm like, why am I denying myself of something that I think I might actually really enjoy? So, and I don't know if late bloomers recognize late blooming from other people. That's why I was like, oh, you're a late bloomer. I asked that because for me, as someone who's like playing catch up, it feels like time is against me.
Oh, always.
Right? Like, oh man, if I don't learn this now, when am I going to learn it? Or
yeah,
if I don't like hyper fixate on this one thing, when am I going to be able to do that? Because I want to learn this other stuff too.
You know, my favorite thing to think about when I get in that headspace, it's like, think of something you want to do. Like, let's say for me, I want to learn piano.
Okay.
I'm 30 years old right now.
Mm-hmm.
If I spend a year, if I spend a year learning piano, I will be 31 with those skills.
Right.
And if I don't, I'll be 31 without those skills.
But that's, it's so tricky because yes, I agree with you. I'm like, wow, I have a guitar. In fact, I have an ukulele on my wall that's busted right now. But you know, it's that thing of like, man, I should have just been playing like 15 minutes every day.
But you could start today.
I could start today, but I'm.
It's never too late to be your highest self.
Shut your trap.
You know,
that's true. That's a. I say that because it's true.
It is. And like, I do like the increments of 15 minutes a day, just chipping away at it a little bit because, you know, there's books like the 4-Hour Work Week and there's like so many books that just say like, you just have to show up for it like a little bit. There's a book called The Superior Way of the Man and a lot, there's a lot of topics in that book, but one topic that stuck out to me was the superior man makes 30 minutes for himself, makes time for like whatever he needs to do, 30 minutes of that, whether that's meditating, whether that's working out, whether that's focusing on a craft, whatever it is.
30 minutes, huh?
A day. And it doesn't sound like a lot, but like.
Oh, it adds up though.
It does. But then you think of like, do I really have 30 minutes? Like, did I really make time for myself? Like 30 minutes is a doable goal for yourself.
I think I feel, now that I think about it and look back at the last, I don't know, few years, I think I've at least spent 30 minutes actively daydreaming.
That's cool.
You know, so like, so it's not that I catch myself daydreaming. It's more like I'm going to sit here and daydream. Do you know what I mean? Like
you plan daydream?
I plan. Yeah. Like I'm, I think it's maybe, I feel like sometimes it was more of like an escape from what I need to do.
Yeah.
But it's not like I'm going to escape and go doom scrolling.
Yeah,
my phone. It was more like, it's more like I leave my phone upstairs or downstairs, wherever I'm opposite, right? And I'll just like think about stuff. So I guess it's that weird thing of you would technically do that in the shower, but I'm choosing to extend that and spend, you know, 25, 30 minutes just sitting, staring at like plants.
How do you know what people do in the shower?
Some part of my daydream.
Nice. Nice.
Are you saying I'm a
shower stalker?
Oh, a shower stalker?
No.
Damn.
I was so hoping to be.
I like titles. Just trying to get them.
It's just interesting to me to like. I do daydream in the shower. That's why I was like, I felt triggered right there. I was like, does he know what I do?
I watch you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine. But. Like, I come up with songs, and I always think about, like, my friend had a funny skit about this. Like, you ever, like, repeat, like, old conversations you wish you would have had?
Oh,
Or, like, in seventh grade, you wish you would have told.
I would have told Bobby Lee.
And you reenact the whole thing, and you're like, what is this? What is this moment?
It's playing, I think. It's role-playing with the memory.
But in the shower, like, out of all places, out of all times, there's something about the shower that is so magical. What is that?
If people seek that, right? I think it's the... Honestly, I think it has to do with the fact that it's permission to let your mind wander because you can't do anything else, right? So if you're not in the shower, you are left to your devices. Literally, right? Like, I can use my phone. Watch. The moment they have waterproof, like 100% waterproof phones, which they probably already do, to be honest, but like that time... is going to get spent on the phone in the shower. Guarantee you.
Think people have Zoom meetings in the shower?
I mean, I do it all the time.
No, you don't.
I pay extra. No,
That's what the plus is.
That's what the plus is. Zoom plus. Yeah. Zoom
plus shower.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Bubble time.
Someone's in a meeting.
Yeah.
They're in the middle of their shower.
Yeah.
Would you like to join?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why they added the extra the thumbs ups and stuff.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're like, on your face. So you have to like do that or thumbs down. Yeah. That's how that works, bro. Yeah.
Let me switch. When's the first time you discovered active rest?
Okay, so I think I've, as a person, have done it a lot before I knew what the title was, right? And I think that happens to a lot of people, but I don't know why our brains are hardwired like this, but it feels like you learn more about it when you get a title for something. Maybe that's why we name things.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so there's a anchor point. So the book, The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron.
If only we had it here we could just pull up. But we don't.
We don't have it.
But if you want to Google search, you'll know what it looks like.
We're totally not sponsored, so I'm totally not holding
The book at all.
That's how sarcasm works, right?
Yeah,
something like that.
Exactly
how it works. No, but for real, we're not sponsored.
Yeah, and to be completely transparent with all y'all out there listening, we haven't finished this book.
That's right. I think
it's so hard.
The hardest
book I've ever read.
When you pick it up, you're like, oh, it's a book I can like kind of read through it. But no, it's actually a workbook. Yeah. So the intention is to go through each chapter. And I know some people who have finished it. And some of them are like, they do it multiple times in a decade. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shout out to them.
But the very early in the book is the term active rest, along with a couple of things, right? Like so art, taking you out on an artist date, but we can get into that later. But the active rest is the sense of, like, for me, that terminology and what it meant in this context is that I feel less of a betrayal to myself when I do catch myself maybe like wandering off or like not necessarily doing the thing, like if I'm not acting, right? Or like if I am in a show, for example, there's a part of my brain, and I think some people are better at turning this off, but there's a part of my brain that says, oh, I should be like learning my script right now, or I should have my script in my hand. Like if I'm doing some other stuff, I should just have my script in my hand so I can like look over it, or I should, when I get out of bed, look at my script, or you know, things like that. Yeah. I think some of that's valid, like that's what you should do as homework. But the active resting, sometimes I'll not do that and I'll spend a day not even looking at my script or thinking about my script. And I'm like, man, I feel so bad. I feel so bad I didn't even do that, blah, blah, blah. Mm. And I think that's rooted to like when you'd miss homework as a kid.
Okay.
I've been like reflecting back on like, why do I feel guilty about that? Like, okay, I feel guilty because maybe I feel I'm letting people down. I'm letting my teammates down, right? I'm letting my castmates down. Okay, let's go deeper. Oh, maybe it's because like I used to get in trouble if I didn't turn in homework. Okay. And then let's go deeper. Oh, maybe it's because my parent would ask me to go do something and I would actively look for something else to do and not do that, and I would get in trouble. Okay, so those are the roots of those things. So now as an adult and as a working artist, I think to myself, okay, I can't let those things dictate the feeling I have with my career because they're two separate things. For me anyway, yeah?
Yeah.
So the act of rest for me gives me that opportunity to say, no, I'm not betraying it. What I'm doing now is letting whatever I did learn in the past few days that I like, you know, info dumped or whatever, I'm letting that flourish in different ways in my mind. That same thing of like, if you're a bodybuilder, you got to have a rest day because otherwise your body won't have time to repair itself.
Mm-hmm.
That's my long answer. That's a long answer. Thank you for just like listening to that.
Of course. Thank you for spending the time to explain it. Yeah. I want to dive into the artist dates.
Yeah.
Because that's one crazy thing you have to do for this book. Mm-hmm. When it comes to the artist way, it's so hard because between your active rest that we have to do as artists, I think there's just so many tasks that we have to do, and like you can't lie to yourself. And I think that's that balance that you're talking about. It's like you not feeling guilty kind of strives in like, am I doing enough?
Mm-hmm.
/ no, I deserve a break.
Yeah.
Is that line?
Wow, yeah.
And I think this book that we're not sponsored by, definitely makes you do a lot of stuff like morning pages every day. You have to take yourself on an artist date, which is just like something that you're interested in, your artist self, like whether it's like, I just like stickers, go buy some stickers and go put them places, or like go on a walk. You have to answer some questions, do some like visualizing work that Tossie is a master in that I just found out. but there's just like so much in this book that's like confronting.
Oh yeah. And I think that's a great word.
And
bro.
I think that where the deep dive to like us maybe with homework is where a lot of this comes from. It's like, oh, I didn't do this, so I'm a failure, and it comes from. And then you do the opposite of active rest. I think you active worry.
Oh my God, you're right. Yeah. And then active worry can lead to like anxiety.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
you're worried. Yeah. You're just worried about something that hasn't even happened or doesn't have the repercussions you think it's going to have.
Yeah. I think it was something that's really positive for me is understanding what inspires me.
Mm-hmm.
And will feed into my active rest. Like for me, going to see a play,
mm-hmm.
I get inspired watching other people work.
Yeah.
And I don't trip about like, oh, I gotta do my lines. It's like, no, I'm gonna be a part of this.
Yes.
Sometimes I binge shows. Like I was telling you, I just watched Ted Lasso.
And before that, what were you seeing?
Severance.
Yes, great show.
And sometimes I get into binging and like sometimes I'm like, oh, I could be writing music, I could be, but I'm like, no, I want to be a part of this. And like, I need to know what's going on in the film world. So I'm studying.
Also like, 100%. Cause you don't know, like later on you're thinking of some thing that, you know, rhymes with Ted Lasso or the other way around. Sorry. You don't know when those things, Severance or that world, will find a way to bleed into the art that you are creating actively.
Yeah.
Right. Like if you're rapping about like the mundaneness of life and then...
Like a Ted Lasso reference comes in. I see what you're saying. Like it influences your life. Very similar to that quote you said like a couple podcasts ago. That's like one of my favorite bars from you so far. say it. You got to say it again. Drop it for the people.
What did I say?
It's more you rather watch
an interesting
person... Mm-hmm. Act than watch a person act interesting.
Yes.
And it's just you gotta live life. You have to be a person out here.
Yeah. And that's part of that active rest is like live your life. Live your life. And I get the hustle. I truly do, because I feel like my 20s was that, right? Mm-hmm. Or mid-20s to mid-30s was that. Mm-hmm. And now it's like the word has changed from hustle to alignment.
Whoa.
So like the things that I like, I got there. I got to that degree of likeness to it because of the hustle.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like, how do I continue to stay aligned to it?
Yeah.
And like dig deeper rows in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder to a lot of people, do the weekends actually feel like a weekend?
God, sometimes. I don't know.
You know, like how we imagine vacation feels, but like I feel like, you know, some people like go to vacation, they're like, that's just what I needed and I'm well rested for whatever is about to come next. But I feel like the act of rest that at least I seek is not what most people would define as like active rest. Because for active rest for me, it might be going to see a play, going to see a movie, you know, like going to the gym, like taking care of myself in other ways. Like I think of myself like in a pie chart and like what needs to be fulfilled for me to be the best artist that I can be. If I'm talking about art in general, if I'm trying to like be the best artist self, I know I got to kick with my mom. Mm-hmm. I know I got to spend time with my girl. Mm-hmm. I know I got to show up for my like body. I know I got to meditate. I know I got to like do some things that like make me feel better about myself as an artist.
Well, that's huge. Yeah. I mean, I guess that falls into like self-care. Yeah. So like active rest is part of that self-care within the world of, I mean, if you're listening to this podcast and you don't happen to be an artist yet, I hope I hope this gives you some perspective on that. Or
I think we are artists.
Yeah, oh, that's true. We all. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whether you realize it or not, you're an artist.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's this this topic that we had talked about. not topic, but like the idea of side quests. and I guess Nike. Not that we're sponsored, gamified activity, right? Or they did a good job gamifying it.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's kind of, with video games kind of bleeding into more mainstream stuff because of how storytelling is. I love the idea that like we are our own main characters.
Yeah.
And As long as you're not playing yourself like a GTA game.
Man. Then me and Tossie will see you in a facility soon.
We'll help train you.
Yeah.
But side quests.
I love that.
It's such a fun, loaded couple of words. Side quests as part of active rest.
Yeah.
What does that look like to you?
Side quests and adventures. I don't like, you know, traveling is always a fun side quest. You know, you're just like, yo, I don't know anything about this place, but I'm going to spend time learning and adapting to the environment.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Also, like, I mean, this podcast is a lightweight side quest.
I
feel like it's another way for us to learn about each other, learn, you know, resources you have.
The fact that you and I both learned that we're late bloomers.
Yeah, today. I swear every episode we learned something about
it. It took long enough.
It's
like we were late blooming to learn that we were late bloomers. Yeah.
And our relationship. Yeah, I think side quests are so valuable. I mean, and you think about, like, in storytelling, like the hero's journey.
Yes.
Like the hero needs to leave, needs to learn stuff, and then needs to come back to his community and share. You know?
Yeah.
So, like, how are you really helping anybody if you're doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over again? You might be a master in that, like, sooner, because if you just spend all your time doing it, which is dope, but then what?
Right. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Then what? Where does that leave you?
Yeah. And maybe that's your journey, and that's perfectly fine. If you want to, you know, there's some people who say, like, I'll rest when I die. Shout out to you. If that works for you, that's what's up. I love sleep, though. So, like, I'd rather, me personally, wake up super early in the morning, get a lot of work done, maybe take a break in the middle, maybe a nap.
Yeah.
Siesta. Siesta. And then, you know, go through the rest of my day and go to bed early so I can get my 8 hours. I love sleeping.
I do, too. I think we talked about this at some point. It's like, I do my best work when I'm sleeping.
Me, too. Me, too.
I problem solve. I wake up feeling like I could re-engage in a problem and all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
When people say...
Any side quests that you want to share?
Yeah, you know, what's interesting is that because I hyperfixate on things and I, like, tend to want to learn about it, I think early on I used to just call it, like, phases.
Oh, you're going through a phase?
Yeah, I'm going through phases. Or rather, I'm going through my learning phase, right? And because for some reason, and I think, I don't know, maybe 5-7 years ago, I kept getting cast in plays that were in the spring. And what that meant is I would be like actively live streaming on Twitch in the late fall into winter, then somehow I would do shows all spring right up until summer, and then summer I would start up on like some random art activity that I like got into, right? Like, so lino cut art, you know, block printing, painting, whatever. And then undoubtedly by the end of summer, I'm like, man, it's too hot to be in my room. You know, and then I'll go and explore and I'll get out and do stuff. Right. And so what that looks like now is like, I'm out there taking photographs or making photographs. So it's that thing of like, will I be live streaming again soon? I mean, I'm booked for the winter, so maybe not, but definitely phases.
Yeah. You're making me think of why it's so important to be curious. These side quests like need to stem from curiosity.
God, you're speaking my language, bro.
I got a funny story for you.
Yeah.
I was in Oregon with my girlfriend, and we were exploring, as you do. And I was like looking at nature because Oregon's beautiful. Like, there's so much greenery around, and there's like all this beautiful trees and like colors, and I'm just like, we were on the train, and I was like,
"You took the train?
I took the train. Well, so when I was there, not cool. Not the way there.
Yeah, yeah.
But while we were there,
I just love trains.
Getting to place to place. And I was just like, I was talking to my girl. I was like, you know, when I was younger, I wanted to be an explorer. Maybe that's why Pokemon.
Yeah.
And all these other things. Like, I was like, I want to explore. Like, why am I not out there like discovering new things? Like,
why don't you have your own show where you're an explorer?
You know, why don't I do that? You know, explore. And then like we get off on one train and hop on another, and I'm still going with this tangent. I'm like, yo, like, exploring is what like I think I was meant for. And I sit down and I look right in front of me, and there's this wasp, and I'm like, in the back of my chair, I'm like, I remember why I don't like going outside.
Oh, I'm that like, wasp said, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, and I was staring at it the whole time. She was talking to me, and I couldn't take my eyes off this wasp. So I was like,
Oh, no.
And, like, as soon as our exit, I was like, sneaking out of there. Yeah. And like, that's why I don't respond.
You're like, exploration, done.
Yeah, I was like, this is done. This is it. It's not like I don't like bugs. I'm just like, there's so much that we don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you don't know if you're allergic. Oh, yeah.
Who knows? Who knows? That might be the friendliest wasp ever.
Could have been. Yeah, it's like, here, hold my stinger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't know what you don't know. And yeah, that's fair, dude. Yeah. But that's funny that, like, yes, let your curiosity lead the way. But also, don't tempt nature.
Yeah, and there's also this serious tone of, like, there's so many different ways people live.
Mm-hmm.
And we're blessed by the internet that we should do our research before going to a lot of places. So mm-hmm. we don't, like, go against cultures and, like,
oh, you sure. know,
disrespect cultures. Like, something that always comes in my head, like, I played baseball, so I spit a lot. And I'm like, if I ever go to France, I can't do that. Because that's, like, disrespectful. I've heard, like, yeah. to spit on the streets and stuff like that. So there's, like,
meanwhile in American Samoa where I grew up, everywhere. Really? Yeah.
Oh
interesting. Yeah, I mean, I don't do a whole lot of it, but I remember growing up there, it was just like, you spit anywhere,
like Ace Ventura, like, yeah, how you greet, like, people, like, on the face.
Chicago. Yeah, yeah. I mean, minus the in the face, but when that movie came out, I was like, oh, I know that feeling of not getting hit by loogie, but, you know, like, snarfing it up.
Yeah.
And like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That was very normal.
Mm.
So when I see people doing it on the streets here, it doesn't even bother, like, doesn't register in my mind right. as like, oh, you shouldn't be doing that. Or like, that's right. gross. It's like,
right.
Eh.
Right.
For me, I think here it would be more like specifically because there's so many places you can do that where it's a little more discreet. It's like. It's that thing of, why are you throwing that trash right there? There's literally, like, 2 feet away, yeah. there's a bin. Like, there's that thing, right? Like, yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
Man.
Okay, so.
It's loaded. Like, I'm trying to think of, like, times that I've active rested. I have active rested yeah. in this podcast right now. I'm like.
What is the, what do you think for our podcast listeners, watchers out there, if they're to ask. Well, what's like the bare minimum time for active rest? And what would be like your maximum time for it? At what point during this active rest are you like, okay, active rest done, I gotta, or does that change? Does that fluctuate for yourself?
You know, I think it's analyzing each person's schedule. Mm-hmm. I was talking to somebody about like why I haven't released music in a year and like why I've spent so much time learning about the business. And I'm like, well, if I look at my life as a whole, however many years you imagine living, 50, 70, 100, 7,000, you know, mm-hmm. What's 1 year
off? Eat your greens.
Yeah. What's 1 year off?
Yeah.
You know, what's really to like try something new?
Yeah.
Like it says in this, the artist way, it's like you can't be a great artist without being willing to be a bad artist first.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
I'm the worst then.
You know, but it's like,
yeah,
you have to experiment on things. You have to go on to whatever art form and like, know you're going to fail,
mm-hmm.
owning your mistakes, mm-hmm. you know, and just go for it. So I don't know. I think you can, it will fluctuate for me. I like for me personally, my Sundays are my day off. I really try not to do anything
mm-hmm.
actively on Sundays. And Sundays are like my days where I try to spend it with my mom and my girlfriend. And I might be editing some stuff,
mm-hmm.
but I can be relatively close to these people and like
be disturbed,
be present and be disturbed and be okay with that. Rather than throughout the week that I'm just like hustling and bustling, you know,
right. I got to get this done.
Exactly. And I want to get it done, obviously. Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I think honestly, just making time for it, like, that's why I'm all about discipline. Like if I make a disciplined schedule, then I have as much time to active rest, to binge, to watch something while I eat and like not feel guilty about those things or any shame.
Yes. Guilt and shame. I feel like that's such a deep topic too. So we won't get into it here as far as like themselves, but how it plays into making that choice to do active rest is so front and center.
Yeah.
Because, like, I could spend today active resting. It's weird saying it out loud like that, though. But, like, I could spend today learning about screenwriting. Yeah. And that's a rest.
Yeah.
Because I'm resting from the main stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm chasing my curiosity. But then, like, I don't know. It is such a delicate balance. And I can see why it could be a challenge for a lot of people.
Yeah.
If you're running up on deadlines or, like,
your bills need to get paid.
Or, like, in this, you know, in the, I guess in the case of us, like, you and I are collaborating. And what if, like, all week there was no schedule? We could only do it on a, we could only do this podcast on a Sunday. Yeah. Then I know we're bumping up against your, like,
and that's
like, oh, you know, I don't have my partner suffer from that, but
yeah,
that thing basically.
Yeah. Totally. There's like, you're making me feel like there's some organization that needs to be applied towards active rest.
Yeah. You mean like a checklist before you can go on?
Kind of, or like scheduling.
Like a pre-flight check? If I do all this stuff,
then I can, you know,
actively
rest.
Would that be like responsibility stuff? Or
yeah, I think getting some things out of the way, right? Because like, you know yourself as an artist. And if I go back to like you checking your script and stuff like that, there's that balance of like, I want to reach the full potential that I can for this artist, for this like role, for this character.
Yeah.
But there's also like, I know I need some time off. And also that like, if you personally know you're procrastinating, that's a different feeling than being like, oh, I spent some time on this today.
I'm good.
I'm good.
Okay.
And I showed up for myself for this, rather than like, I didn't look at it today and I wanted to and I had the intention to, but I just didn't make time for it.
Right.
So I think active rest, like you can't think about going to the gym and be like, well, I'll start tomorrow. You know, it's that like I've hit the gym 3 days in a row. I can take one day off. Like you did the work.
Yeah.
That's where the active rest,
I guess, starts. It sounds like you're also in that sense. Building habits.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's like, oh, I've been to the gym 3 days. I can take a rest.
Exactly.
So like you do that enough times, you're going to be going to the gym at least 3 times a week.
Yeah.
And feeling, and not feeling any guilt about like, the other 2 days can, wait, how many days in a week? Seven. Yeah, I don't have to worry about the other 5 days or whatever. Mm-hmm. I've been to the gym 3 times a week already. Yeah.
I think if you're going to active rest, do the whole tomorrow thing, only give yourself one day.
I heard this is a great habit building thing.
I didn't even know this was a thing. I was just thinking off the top of my head.
So, oh, you were really?
So what, finish it for me, because I have no idea where it's going.
It's that if you're gonna do anything in some consecutive order,
yeah,
then you should only be allowing yourself one day between that thing. Because if you don't, then you disrupt the habit building. So it's easier to say, I'm going to go to do this thing for 3 days, take one day off, get back into it, take another day off after the three, then going 3 days on a day off and then saying, you know what, I'll take another day off tomorrow.
Oh, I see.
And then that's when it starts to kind of like break down.
The downward spiral a little
bit. Yes, yes. You allow that permission to yourself to spiral.
Yeah.
Whereas a day, and then you get back on, your mind and your body are still kind of in that motion of whatever you were just doing. I think it was like a habit style book that I was reading that was in it. So whatever you've been practicing, that's clearly in there.
Yeah, I was just thinking of like the whole philosophy of like, you know, back when we used to take tests in school and stuff, and they were just like,
I'm a terrible test taker.
Sometimes they say it's better to get a good night's rest than to stay up all night cramming.
Yes.
So I was just thinking when I was trying to formulate something, so I sound great for y'all on the podcast, of like, it's probably better, let's say I'm gonna use the gym for example, it's probably better for you to get 8 hours of sleep and actively rest however you want, plan your workout, whatever you want to do, and spend the rest of the day doing nothing and getting 8 hours of sleep and start the thing, than to, you know, get 0 hours or like a couple hours of sleep and like dread the thing the next day. Like, get the thing that's going to give you momentum into the thing you want to do. You
know, it's like that feeling of dread is powerful,
you know, because that will stop you from building the habit. You'd be like, It's a little self-sabotage. I've done it where I'm like, I got to do this thing tomorrow and I'll stay up later than I should. And then I'll wake up later and then I'll feel groggy in the morning. And then I'll be like, oh, I can't even enjoy this experience because I'm already hating this part of it. But if I get 8 hours of sleep And I'm just like in bed and I'm looking at myself like, come on, dog. Like, it's more of a playful, like,
yeah, yeah,
you got to do it. You did all the things. Mm-hmm. Hey, you had some ice
come
cream.
Come on, let's go.
Come on.
Yo, you and I are in the same brain because I definitely have had that before.
Yeah.
Where like a whole day has passed and I realize why I feel so terrible. Started the night before.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh no. That was the result of the choice that I made. Yeah. And then my mind justifying it or like, you know, whatever the day, the morning, you know, like, oh, I really hate this. Okay. I want to push this back. So everything gets like,
yep,
crunched up.
So I definitely believe for active rest, like give yourself the best opportunity to succeed the next day. If you have one day for active rest, give your, what is it going to take for the next day for you to succeed? Whether that's, I just need to clean my room. I've just been walking in here and it's been like a mess. I just need to take a shower. Hey, please. I just need to sleep all day.
Wait. Say that whole thing again for the people in the back.
What'd I say?
Give yourself permission to succeed.
Give yourself as much. Give yourself what you need to succeed. I guess I rhyme now. Give yourself what you need to succeed for the days that proceed. To make sure you make the proceeds. No.
Oh yeah, that's good. That's good.
No, that's give yourself true, whatever you need
without rhyming. to succeed. To proceed.
Yeah. If you're gonna take a day of active rest and you don't know where to start, think about the thing you want to do, and think of like what's gonna give you the best jumping point to start off. And I know most of us, like Tossi and I, are gonna think of, oh well, I need to do a million things. But if really it's like, I just need a good night's rest so I can at least approach this thing with like a clear mindset, for sure. I just need to make sure I prep food for the next day so I don't have to run out, because that's causing so much time.
Wow,
like
huge,
you know. Yeah, it's not simple things.
Simple, but also like monumental.
Yeah,
life mindset practice.
I'm a big fan of like just doing small things, and I always start when I have a to-do list, the easiest task
first. Yes,
always.
Yeah, it encourages you to go down the list.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
If I have a big task and it's taking me all day, I'm like, well, there's my day.
Yeah,
I'm not productive.
Or I'm done. Like, yeah, that was the thing.
That was the big thing.
Yeah, I could push back these little tasks to tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. Nope, not me.
Bro, I'm
little ones. Yeah. I like being like, I did 18 things today. One was brush my teeth, you know?
Scratch. Yeah, that's
pet the dog. Scratch. Scratch my elbow.
You know, that's funny. I think some years ago I was like going through a funk. And the way I got out of it was daily I would write a list of repeatable things. Things that I could do successfully and repeatedly.
Hmm.
And I would just do it every day. I would just scratch it off. So I think part of it was like grinding coffee.
Oh.
Or like, you know, like making drip coffee instead of like relying on the maker.
Yeah.
What was the other thing? Oh, I still do this actually. Put away the dishes. The dishes in the dry rack, most of them, if they're like mine and stuff.
Yeah.
I put them, as I'm making breakfast, I divvy up my time and I put that back in the cupboards. And that for me is like an example of active rest.
Yeah.
Because I'm still thinking, but I'm in that motion of like taking care of myself.
Yeah.
So it's actually like a couple different things in action, right?
It's like me with cleaning. I like cleaning. I don't know, cleaning gives me a sense of active rest. Like I'll put music on, clean my room, clean my car, clean my studio, whatever it is. And like, I'm just like, I feel good because like maybe it's metaphorical of like creating space. Like, knowing where everything is and creating some order, you know, in your life.
That's funny. The one habit I have before opening night is to clean my room.
Whoa.
Yeah, the night before. So getting home from preview, you know, whatever that looks like, and getting home and like putting stuff away and tidying up and pulling things off the floor and like maybe wiping a counter down or something, or wiping the bathroom mirror. And then I can start the next day. Oh, it's opening night tonight.
Oh.
I'm already feeling fresh, right? Like everything in my room is good. I know where all my stuff are. I know that when I come back home from opening night, I won't have to worry about any of that. I just go straight to bed and then I can enjoy the morning after.
Man.
Yeah. So that's my one habit.
That's cool. I like that. I like that.
But I think it's in the same vein as what you said of like setting yourself up for success.
Yeah. That's all active rest, I think, really is setting yourself up for success. Mm-hmm. And like giving you new perspective on mm-hmm. whatever it is you are trying to problem solve or achieve. Yeah. I was trying to think of like,
yeah,
what else can you define as perspective? Because sometimes you just need to talk to new people. Mm-hmm. I know some people do drugs. I don't know what it is that you need to do to active rest or activate some part of you that's not active while you're being active. Mm-hmm. How many times can I say active? By active poet.
It's a drinking game at this point. Whatever beverage you like.
Yeah. Active.
Active. Well, I don't know, man. I think I want to hear from you out there watching / listening. We're doing both. What's like, if this is new to you, great. Let us know.
Yeah.
If it's not new to you and you were a longtime practitioner of the artist way / active resting.
Rest. Yeah.
Let us know what your favorite ways have been.
Yeah. What's your favorite thing to do for active rest?
Yeah. I'm down to expand the repertoire of active rest stuff.
Yeah. What do you do to recharge your batteries? Mm-hmm. Maybe we end with you saying your favorite thing. Me saying my favorite thing. One thing to do.
Yes.
I know we
both at the same time?
No, I know sleep is for sure both of ours, but
yeah. Okay, I'll go first and you can close with that. Sketching.
I love that. You're a great artist.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
I like the idea of being a Renaissance person.
Me too.
Like, give me any tool to make art and I'll do it. Although I suck at crafts, I will say.
You're not bad.
Yeah, thanks. Nice. What about you?
I'm gonna throw some crazy one out there. I like playing video games.
Oh, okay.
You know, I want to start a series one day called Decompressing with Dov, mm-hmm. and it's just me playing like, you know, these games. Like, just some, I catch myself like playing 2K every now and then or Super Smash, just like,
oh yeah,
just as to like, I don't know, step away from something and just
games that have rounds.
Yeah, exactly. Because you know, I can't do the long story games because I'll be there all day. And
yeah,
I'm like, this is not
right. There goes 80 hours of your life.
Exactly, yeah, but like a game, like a couple fighting rounds. That I'm in there. That's me.
You like that?
I love video games. I just don't give myself enough permission to play video games.
Yeah,
but I do love video games.
It gets tricky.
It is.
Yeah. What? What are you looking at me for?
Fine. I'm David Morales.
Oh, I see.
You can find me everywhere at Active Poet.
And I'm Tossie Alabastro. You can find me everywhere at Tossie Alabastro. And this has been
Art Time Job. Reminding you to make time for your art and rest when you need to, you know?
Mm-hmm. See you in the next one.
See ya.